أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد. يا الله تبارك وتعالى discusses how Allah had destroyed nations who disobeyed Allah تبارك وتعالى, and those nations who are very mighty and strong, and how they had lived up in this world with all their enjoyments and with all that Allah had given them, they went into transgression and disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and how the adab of Allah Ta'ala came upon them in this very world already. And this Allah Ta'ala is explained so that we take a lesson, that we also don't fall prey to the same things. When Allah blesses a person with His ni'mat, then he should become more obedient, more thankful to Allah Ta'ala, not that he becomes disobedient. So about discussing Fir'aun, Allah Ta'ala said he was the one with the pegs, which referred to either that he used to peg down people with nails, with pegs, and torture them in that way against the wall and in the hands and legs, and used to make them suffer in that way. Or that his army, which was a large army, whenever they traveled, they took the pegs for their tents, and that they were so many, so that they were called the people of the pegs. And then Allah Ta'ala explained that these people transgressed on the land and broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And further, not only that they broke, فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ فِرْ بَحَوَدْ دَالِ أُنْمِي خَرَابِ. And then they went over the limit and they broke all the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's system is such, when a person breaks the laws of Allah, transgresses, Allah gives him respite. And Allah Ta'ala gives him enough chance so that he could rethink his matters, make tawbah. But unfortunately, man takes it that I'm on the right, Allah loves me, that's why my things are going right, my dunya is going right, my everything seems rosy. But actually, Allah Ta'ala is giving him respite. Exactly like a fisherman who plays with his fish in the water. He gives it little line and the fish thinks that it is still all right. But finally it gets pulled in and then it sees that there is a frying pan with hot oil. It is cut into pieces. All the inside of the fish is taken out. The eyes are gouged out. The fish is cut all in pieces, etc. And then it is eaten and a person chews it between his 32 teeth. And then it goes into the intestines and then it comes out of the body at the filthiest place. So that all, at one time it appeared that it was enjoying. Like that, when Allah gives rope to a person, he feels I'm enjoying, things are going well. But when he gets pulled in, then he sees the consequences of all that. And here Allah has shown in this world already what happens, then in the akhirat it is much more worse. And one ayat which comes in front explains how very serious the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is in the akhirat and even in this world. So Allah says they went beyond all bounds. Allah gave them chance to make tawbah, but they used it for the wrong. And they carried on with their evil. So much so, they made so much of zulm on people. And all the ni'mat Allah gave them, they used it just to satisfy their nafs, their carnal desires. And just for boasting and arrogance and just to be very proud. All that they used it for. And yeah, also each one individually and collectively also we should consider our position. That how when Allah has given us our health, He has given us comfort and that, are we using it for the obedience of Allah Ta'ala? Or are we using it to make zulm on other people? For example, our own wives, our children, really we should analyze, are we fulfilling their rights or are we making zulm? Our workers, whether they are in the house or whether they are in our working places, how are we treating them? That all we should consider very carefully. carefully. And zulm is not only what we think, that the rulers, that the government makes zulm. We are also engaged in various types of zulm. And all that Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate. And especially like with the wife, if we treat her badly and if she does not fight back, if she fights back, Allah leaves it to her. You sort out your matter. But if she turns to Allah and cries, her tears come out in front of Allah, and Allah takes that person to task, then there is no chance for that person. So we should fear this very much, much. When this happens, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْتَ عَذَابٍ پھر پھینکا ان پر تیرے رب نے کورا عذاب کا. Then Allah Ta'ala threw His whip of punishment upon these people. And the whip of Allah hasn't got any sound in it. And we don't see that whip, but it comes and it destroys a person. Then he doesn't know what hit him from what side. And he doesn't know what problems have come. And when the problems come, he says it doesn't rain, it pours. It just comes from all sides. And a person has got nowhere to turn to. No, suddenly he finds that his best friends have also left him. Suddenly he finds that everything is just going down and just going wrong. So Allah Ta'ala in His kindness is warning us of this, that don't disobey Allah, don't break the laws of Allah, you will be breaking yourself. Nobody can break Allah. If Allah breaks you, nobody can put you together again. So fear Allah, and this applies to all of us. In our public life, our private life, in everything, we have to be very fearful of the punishment of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, and Allah is ever watchful over us. And we have to consider Allah knows everything, not only what we are doing in privacy, but all the time what we are thinking, what is in our heart, right at this very moment, what we are thinking, Allah knows perfectly well. What we are planning, Allah knows perfectly well. So a person, and Allah is that great being who is there all the time. All that is required from us to sincerely make tawbah, repent and go back to Allah Ta'ala, as tell Allah that azab of Allah doesn't reach us, there is chance for us to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And in the tawbah, there are other things also which are very effective to help us, giving charity, sadaqah. So much so that even half a khajur, even if we give 1 rand, 2 rand, but we give sadaqah, that also helps tremendously. Salatul Hajah, Salatul Tawbah also helps tremendously. Lifting up our hands in front of Allah, and if we can in the middle of the night or at any time, this also Allah Ta'ala has great mercy. And just a teardrop or two comes out from the eyes will also bring down Allah's mercy. So Allah is very kind. We are the wrongdoers. We oppress. And then we see conditions are difficult and hard. We bring it upon ourselves. May Allah guide us all and let us become humble in front of Allah and turn sincerely to Him. There is no hope to be lost. Allah is there all the time for His bandas. Even a non-Muslim, he accepts Islam and he turns to Allah, Allah's mercy starts pouring on him. And he who is a Muslim just makes tawbah sincerely from his heart and we have that conviction that I won't again disobey Allah, Allah's mercies will come down. May Allah give us all tawfiq.